Teresa Quiner is the acting director for the Kuskokwim Consortium Library.
They're finishing up some of the last punch list items, but pretty much they're done with most of the construction and we're set to open back up on Saturday.
Immediately apparent when walking in is that new carpet smell. The library has a blue and red carpet, some new wooden shelves, desks, and white paint on the walls. It looks much newer and cleaner than the gray carpet and the old furniture they had before.
We primarily got new carpet, painting, we got a new service desk, we reconfigured some things so that we could have all the computers in the front of the library, and we also had a bathroom put in the library.
There was also a gate installed outside of the library in the hall so the library can be open when the rest of the building is closed. Quiner says Uru Chagamut Native Council, the local tribal organization, pitched in.
We also got a lot of new items through a grant with ONC, so we got some new shelves for the children's room and some of these new, the Lego table and a new rocking chair, some stuff like that.
Quiner says those sitting comfortably using the computers in the new station at the library can also thank ONC. The Kuskokwim Consortium Library will reopen Saturday at noon.
We're doing a trick-or-treating event from 1 to 3, and then at 3 o'clock we're doing a Halloween-themed story time with a craft afterwards. And it's all ages.
The Yupitpichirirait Cultural Center also had new carpeting installed in their conference rooms and office spaces. Renee Athanas is the coordinator for the cultural center.
We're going to be watching those people with cake, ice cream, and red punch.
The renovations for the Kuskokwim Consortium Library cost around $750,000. The University of Alaska Fairbanks, Kuskokwim campus, and the City of Bethel fund the library. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.